Agenda item number 13, discussion and possible action on interlocal agreement for zebra mussels by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
I'm going to take some time to explain to you zebra mussels and the challenges in a meeting that we had with a bunch of regulators, and I'm sure you'll have some questions about this one. Back in August, BRA was notified by Texas Parks and Wildlife that they had positively identified zebra mussels in Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir. The best way to think about zebra mussels, consider them the aquatic fire ant. They're very, very aggressive. They displace native mussels in reservoirs. More importantly, for those of us in the utility business, they reproduce on each other's backs, so they build, if you will, a coral reef of zebra mussels. And they do that. They like to do that in pipes. They like to do that on dam structures. So as far as operating utility, they can become very burdensome in labor and your O&M cost. The Great Lakes region has been dealing with them for years. The experts have said for years that Texas is too warm. They'll never thrive south of, you know, pick your landmark, Oklahoma, Texas. So here they are in Texas. And it's debatable on how successful they're being, but they are moving throughout the state of Texas. So what that means to the BRA and our customers of the Williamson County Raw Water Line is there is an executive order that was signed by President Clinton in 1999 that pretty much eliminates the ability for a utility to, or it sets the path to eliminate a utility's ability to move water from one water body that has zebra mussels to another water body that does not. So once we were identified that they were present, we became very concerned. We pulled the customers together and started marching uphill to make sure that when the time is needed and we need to move water between Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir and Lake Georgetown, that we would be able to do that. This is the primary water supply for the city of Round Rock and the city of Georgetown. City of Georgetown is going through the process of acquiring Chisholm Trail Sud. The majority of Chisholm Trail's water is also water that's physically located in Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir and has to flow the 27 miles down to this pipeline. So there's, we had a meeting. And we had the regulatory compliance officer for Corps of Engineers out of the Fort Worth District. We had representatives from Texas Parks and Wildlife. We had representatives on the phone from the governor's office, various elected officials, and we had about a two-hour meeting here in Waco. And what we heard was very positive. Both the Corps of Engineers and Texas Parks and Wildlife made it very clear that they would not stand in the way of BRA and its customers moving that water. And that was based on information like this. The Williamson County Raw Water Line provides water to approximately 200,000 people. The annual demand is 30 to 40,000 acre feet. Mother Nature dictates how much of that water we have to move. Lake Georgetown can only supply 12,000 acre feet of water, so you can do the math right quick. Without Mother Nature doing her job and without our ability to move water through that raw water line, then we've got issues. The cities have interconnects. The cities have other water supplies, but there's no way without that raw water line over a long period of time, there's no way to conserve your way around the value of that raw water line. So there's just some annual pumpage. On annual, we pump about 16,000 acre feet of water. This year, we haven't pumped any. As a matter of fact, because of Mother Nature, we haven't had the pumps on since May of 2015. I wanted to show you this because we showed it to the Corps. Under a worst case scenario, the hottest, droughtest, the hottest, driest, high water use based on projections that like the cities are using now without the raw water line. The significant point here would be Round Rock's intake is at 760. So during the hottest, driest, if we didn't have the pipeline and water projections continued like they are, then Round Rock's intake would be exposed somewhere around 760. July, sometime between July, let's see, August, between August and September of 2017. So it's a significant piece of infrastructure. It's got significant value. And again, both agencies said, we're not going to stand in your way. You can move your water. We just need your help. So the executive order that was signed by President Clinton, it spends a whole lot of time talking about what you can't do. But there's also a clause in it that the Corps pointed out to us that if you can prove to us that there's more public benefit to moving the water than harm from the zebra mussels, that we're going to let you do that. So that's really the path forward that we're taking. There's House Bill 1919, which is put in place to allow these water agencies such as the Brazos River Authority to move water from reservoirs that have an infestation of an exotic species like a zebra mussel. So basically it allows us to release water out of a reservoir and not be breaking the law for a flood management. But it also provided the path forward for us to move water from one reservoir to another when it was needed for public for a municipal water supply. So with Texas Parks and Wildlife, we think we've got all the boxes checked. But with the Corps of Engineers, we're starting a study that hopefully will take us less than a few months to put into place to answer a whole lot of questions that the Corps once answered. Questions like, is it more cost-effective to pump the water and deal with zebra mussels? Are there alternative water supplies or alternative delivery methods for the water? Said more simply, instead of dumping the water into Lake Grant, Georgetown, can you just take all the water directly to the water treatment plants? Well, yes, you can, for hundreds of millions of dollars and years worth of effort. But I've already shown you a chart that we don't have years to develop a solution. So we're basically what we're bringing to you today is the ability to sign an interlocal agreement with the city of Georgetown that already has an engineering firm doing other stuff at their water plant that can take this task, work with the BRA, work with the city of Round Rock, and work with Brushy Creek Mud to develop a report. The Corps has already given us an outline path forward so that we can answer the questions that they need to be answered so they can look publicly and say, yes, there's more wealth to the public for moving the water than dealing with the zebra mussels. Questions, comments? In your board packet, I put a total guess of an estimate for cost. I would be shocked if this approached $100,000 to do the study. But it's going to be pretty labor intensive, and we're going to look at a lot of options for treating zebra mussels. The truth of the matter is that what we're trying to prevent moving from Lake Steelhouse to Lake Georgetown is the villager. It's the larval stage of the zebra mussel. The zebra mussel is about the size of your thumbnail. The villager is, you could probably put hundreds of them on your thumbnail. So filtration doesn't work. Anytime you'd put in UV or chemical, any electrical outage that you would have, it would be less than 100%. So you'd spend, what we're trying to show is that it's not cost effective to spend tens of millions of dollars to treat something that's less than 100% effective. And then also we've pointed out to the Corps that the major way that zebra mussels get transported from lake to lake is through boats. So unless the Corps would be willing to, you know, shut down all boat traffic into Lake Georgetown, then it would be a meaningless exercise for us to put in tens of millions of dollars worth of infrastructure to treat for zebra mussels. So we've yes, ma'am.
Zebra mussels going through them because of the velocity and stuff. They don't lay down. They don't clog up your pipeline. Like our big pipeline right now, we aren't using it. So I'm wondering.
I'm not as concerned if we use the pipeline 24/7 that they would impact the pipeline.
Right.
It's the fact that when Lake Georgetown is full, again, we haven't operated the pipeline since May of 2015. So it's those downtimes. We've inspected different parts of the pipeline now. There's no zebra mussels. We're fixing to pull one of the four pumps out of the water and inspect it. And then also we're working on a plan forward to change our standard operating procedure for taking a pump that's been out of commission for months. Okay. Well, that's not for weeks, because typically we operate when we're not down for zebra mussels. We exercise those pumps on a monthly basis.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So you have to exercise your pump.
So it's making sure that when we turn them on, we don't suck zebra mussels up into them. And if we do, what does that mean? So we'll have to evaluate all that as well. Yes, sir.
Off the subject, is there any advancement in controlling these darn things?
at this point?
The advancement in controlling them is just about with any other exotic species. It's very easy to do in a controlled environment where you don't have, where let's say we had a terminal storage at East Williamson County that wasn't a public water, we weren't managing it for flora and fauna. You can treat them that way. But as far as in a reservoir, no, there's really not. There's coatings that you can put on infrastructure. For example, the Tanner Gate project at Lake Limestone, we're looking at the different coating possibilities to make sure that zebra mussels can't adhere or don't like to adhere to what we're putting in. But as far as treating them, Director Bell, out in a water supply, no, very little, if any.
David, I thought that I remember something on Lake Waco that they had a problem with them and they killed them.
On Lake Waco, they were a really interesting case. The way they found zebra mussels is that a barge was moved in from Lake Belton, which also has an infestation of zebra mussels. And somebody actually saw the zebra mussels attached to the barge after it was put into the reservoir. So they brought divers in, and they went all through the marina, and they only found the zebra mussels in one small part of the marina area, let's say the size of this office, and they came in with a tarp and covered it for about a month, hopefully thinking that they would die. They took the tarp up, and they haven't found zebra mussels since. But if the area would have been any larger than a very confined space, it would have been a no-go also. Yes, sir.
Nobody has heard that they haven't found zebra mussels since, and there were three or four articles in the Trib, the local paper, about that, and it was a PR disaster for a number of entities involved. Are we prepared for the idea that we introduced zebra mussels to Lake Georgetown?
That's a very good question. And the year class that Parks and Wildlife suggests that zebra mussels were not in Stillhouse prior to us cutting the pumps off in May of 15. But that will be, if we cut the pumps on and they're not identified in Lake Georgetown, it would be the movement of our water. And again, it would have to fall back onto what's more important. Introducing zebra mussels into Lake Georgetown or the 40,000+ acre feet of water that has to be moved into Williamson County. And that is the type of issue that the Corps is trying to protect themselves and others from by us doing this study. Versus just looking back at us and saying, sure, turn your pumps on and move your water. Absolutely. So, you know, but let's they're in Lake Belton, and the Corps has been releasing water out of Lake Belton for years. They're in Lake Texoma. Zebra mussels are coming to Texas. It's just a matter of when your reservoir gets them. For those reservoirs that, from a habitat perspective, can support zebra mussels. So we are hopefully next Monday going to have a multi-agency dive on Lake Georgetown. We're going to dig down in and spend a little bit more time trying to make sure that they're not already in Lake Georgetown to identify the absence or presence of.
So we have zebra mussels and protected mussels. They come from the left and the right.
That is correct. Yes, sir. No, the spending authority would be less than Phil needing to come back to the board, and we have various. He has a discretionary fund of money, and then we've got some money in the Central Basin that we could also fund half of it. So it's more of an issue of just needing you to approve an interlocal between governing bodies.
You mentioned lesser amounts.
Yeah.
That we're supporting with this.
We
resolution.
Are.
It's just a study, but the problem remains if we need water in Georgetown, we're going to have to use pipeline.
The study is to submit to the Corps so that the Corps can give us something in writing to approve us using this water with Executive Order 13-112 in place.
We're going to pump into Georgetown. I mean, it may not be this year, but that's coming.
What it is a cover your back. Mm-hmm. That's a nice way to put it. That the benefits of piping that water down there outweighs the harm that those invasive species will do. I mean, that's really the thing. It's a cover for us to do that. And we have to do the study so that the Corps will have the cover that they need to agree with us. So
makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Pretty much.
Ready for the resolution?
Yes, sir.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into an interlocal agreement with the City of Georgetown to fund the needed zebra mussel study.
Heard the reading of the resolution.
Move approval.
Carolyn, second. Jeannie, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Venice?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Callis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.